Hi, this is Micro Doses. I'm outside in the dark. It's raining. I have an umbrella. Walking down a little street, more like a gravel road. And I keep seeing lights and thinking they're fireflies, but they're not. They're houses in the distance. I want them to be fireflies. I want them to be fireflies synchronizing their lights, which is something that's miraculous to me, that they can synchronize their lights. And then I see how we're doing that right now, and we're beginning to do that as a humanity, how quickly we can synchronize, how quickly we can go into new modes. I find myself very sleepy right now. Yesterday I was very fired up to leave different recordings, and today I'm in a totally different mode. What's it like to be with myself in this state here, not trying to be anything other than what I am right now? Part of me wants to mobilize and say something zippy and zigzag you and bedazzle you, you also being me. That's the thing, you know, I'm here under this umbrella listening to the rain. I think E.E. Cummings called it tiny hands, like tiny hands clapping. And it sounds like that, like a little mini applause, reminding me of this soundscape of audience. Audience is the one that hears. When we were starting to think about these microdoses, Josh, who's really listening and helping create them through his questions, through his own listening, he asked me, who are these for? who are these people you're referring to? And I kept trying to distill what he was saying, and I would distill it. And I go into this spaces where there were all these different imaginary audiences. I know we all have them. Each imaginary audience has its own purpose. Some of them to drive us out of our best, most authentic thinking, I fear. Some are projections. Some are what we imagine someone would answer back to us. And so they have this power of even deleting possibilities. And other ones are very, you know, can be incredibly generous and life-giving. And as I was going through it, I just kept distilling, like I imagine the way cold press is, or olive oil, where you harvest a whole bunch of olives from all these trees and then bring that together and then distill. And I don't actually know how the process works entirely, but I imagine that there's an inordinate amount put in and then a drop, like this distilled golden droplet. And the golden droplet of all of my inner machinations and questioning was, the audience is me. The audience is me. And whoever else this serves and it resonates with. But that there's something very true in creating art from the interior for oneself very purely. And it felt so good to say that. And it helps me speak from a place. It's like, where am I speaking from and who am I speaking to? And in the end, of course, I trust that it will travel and speak and resonate with exactly who is listening. But first and foremost, I've got to be listening. I have to be listening fully as a speaker in the audience, at the same time, fully listening and taking it in. I do believe that these art spaces are where things can really open and circuits can get made. And I'm excited to be in this with all of you and feeling all of us creating, each in our own ways, each in our own songs, from these spaces. So today, right now, I would ask you to take a moment and close your eyes. Who are your imaginary audiences? Who are they? Who's in them? What kind of people are they? Do they love you? Do they see you? And when you're speaking to them, where are you speaking from? Maybe you can even feel a spot in your body. Is it your head? Is it your throat? Is it your heart? Is it your gut? Is it somewhere else? And also sort of anatomically in your psychology, where are you speaking from? Are you speaking from a place that feels expansive? From a place that feels defensive? And there's no right or wrong, right? From a place that feels like peacekeeping? What space or spaces? And now, what do you want your audience to feel like? And where do you want to speak from right now? This could change in 5 minutes. This is just this moment. Right now, my audience is very calm and receptive and enjoying this nighttime, starless, but beautiful moment with me. Thank you. And the coda, where I read the last part of the actual E.E. Cummings poem, which is called "Somewhere I Have Never Traveled, Gladly Beyond." I do not know what it is about you that closes and opens. Only something in me understands the voice of your eyes is deeper than all roses. Nobody, not even the rain, has such small hands. Small hands. That's right. Not tiny, small hands. Thank you.